This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy hump day, Rockaholics. Steve Miggs, did you spend much time outdoors yesterday?
Yes, quite a bit.
I put sunscreen on. It was great.
I know, it's back to crap today. I mean, not to rain on your parade.
I know, I looked at the upcoming forecast and I was like, well, that was fun while it lasted.
It was a good 3 days.
But did I get like six more freckles yesterday? Can you tell?
You have a little bit of a glow.
Yes. I feel pretty glowy.
Is that what happens when you get a lot of sun, the freckles pop?
And then I don't really tan, they just connect. That's my tan, is I just get more freckles.
Huh. Okay.
It gives the illusion of a tan, but I'm actually still very pasty pale.
And I've been hearing now people are like, actually, they do things to get freckles.
They're trying to be cool like me.
Yeah, my buddy Alex has got a bunch of freckles. He's like, yeah, there's people who want these things.
Yeah, people
I'm stuck with them, and now people are getting like surgeries to get them.
I've even seen people, Sarah, maybe you've seen this, the broccoli trend where people are using broccoli to like make it look like they have freckles. Anyway, I got a couple more yesterday. It was wonderful. But the rain is back, Rockaholics. And now we will inform you.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today's a day. I forgot to pull up the song.
What about Step by Step?
It's National New Kids on a Block Day. Danny, I'm sorry I let you down. Okay. At the next DMD that we do at the end of the show, I might have a New Kids on the Block song to play to celebrate today. It's also National Pigs in a Blanket Day. I also forgot to bring some pigs in a blanket. So I've been a massive letdown, and we just started the show. Mm. But you know who has not let us down? Your Seattle Mariners. Might I say, your first place, Seattle Mariners.
This is our year.
I'm telling you. I mean, they're 12-11 on the season. It just shows how crazy the AL West is right now, where everybody's just struggling, at least to start off the season. But hey, it helps beating the Texas Rangers, who's the team that you're in contention with for first place. You beat them 4-0 yesterday. Way to go, Mariners. And also, way to go, Julio Rodriguez. For the first time this season, he did this.
Hey, there we go. High drive left field. Wave. Boom. Of the season, a two-run shot, and the Mariners have a 4-0 third-inning lead here at Texas. How good did that feel?
It felt really freaking good, I tell you. Sorry, I got excited.
How good did that feel?
It felt pretty good.
Let's go, Mariners.
How good did that feel?
Pretty damn awesome. And Julio Rodriguez right now, man, he started off rough in the beginning of the season, but he's been on fire as of late. I think it's a 7-game hitting streak for the man. So let's see if the winning ways continue for the Mariners today as they continue to take on the Texas Rangers.
A Tesla driver in Snohomish County claimed that his car was on autopilot and he was distracted by his phone when he struck and killed a motorcyclist. Despite performing a field sobriety test and all of that, they showed no signs at all of any impairment. So the driver was arrested for a vehicular homicide due to admitting that he was driving on autopilot while being distracted on his phone. So detectives are currently investigating whether autopilot was indeed engaged during this incident, but just really awful.
And scary, the whole autopilot thing. I mean, I've already kind of like, hey, it would be awesome to be able to just kind of zone out and not have to worry about driving. I mean, how great would that be, especially for you and I who have long commutes? But man, I don't think I'll ever be I say that now, but I mean, I know how technology just continues to evolve, but I don't think I'm going to be on this planet long enough for me to feel comfortable just being like, yep, robot, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
No, that's just an awful story. This story is just freaking me out, and I don't understand what the hell is going on with our world, but apparently you can now get robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their head.
Our prayers have been answered.
It's like Terminator meets Marmaduke. What the hell is going on right now? There's a company called Throw Flame, and it's selling one of the Thermominator for $9,400. So $9,400, you could get this robot dog that shoots flames. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control, and then you can shoot flames up to 30 feet. What are we doing with this?
I mean, it's Dr. Evil, really. Remember?
All I wanted was freaking sharks with freaking lasers on their head. Well, now we got freaking dogs with freaking flamethrowers on their head. I feel for any mail carrier. Because you know these robots are going to start taking over.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know. Apparently, though, it's already legal in all 50 states. I guess there's a couple of states where you need to have a permit, California, Maryland. So here in Washington, get your robots, their dogs with the flamethrowers on their heads. Now, they're saying they're not trying to get people to get these to be used as a guard dog, but you know that's what people are going to do.
For sure.
Apparently, their reasoning behind why you would want one of these robot dogs with flamethrowers that shoot up to 30 feet is that they can do different things like controlled burns, ice and snow removal, which actually would be pretty awesome. Instead of shoveling the snow, you just send out Fido.
Send in the hounds. Release the hounds.
Release the robot hounds. Clearing weeds. My favorite, pyrotechnics are entertainment.
Yes.
And pest removal.
Okay.
I feel like you need to have one of those, the blowers, like to tell how drunk you are before you're allowed to operate this thing. Because I can see drunk Taryn Daly on her farm, wasted. It's like Saturday night at like midnight. You and Brad, your husband, you're like, you know what would be fun right now? Setting couches on fire with our robot dog.
There should be a safety feature.
$9,400, you could have your own robot dog.
A Montreal family faced a pretty distressing situation when they received the wrong body after their 68-year-old father died while on vacation in Cuba. Instead of their father, they received the corpse of a Russian man who was approximately 20 years younger, who had tattoos and a full head of hair, looked nothing like their dad. So now they're trying to locate their father's body. So far, they've had tons of obstacles, no answers, and just looking for closure.
What is that conversation like with the people who discuss? Like, how did you screw this up?
Did you think you were going to slide this one by?
This guy has hair, tattoos, and is a Russian dude. My father is none of those. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 57. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
I am in the middle of a pretty massive home improvement, and let's just say it's starting to go not as smoothly as I would have hoped. Uh-oh. How so? We're going to tell you at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix Show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
If you visit the Daily Mix social media pages, at Daily Mix is our handle, we have posted a photo that has four shots, four things that summed up each of our days yesterday. And Steve Miggs, I would like to kick things off with you. Please tell us about your shot.
It doesn't matter when it is. At some point, my daughter will always come up to me and say, Dad, can we do funny pictures? That is her term for Snapchat. I have not... To me, Snapchat is just like one of those apps. I'm like, I don't have time for it. You know what I mean? It's just like, whatever. But now I've found a new use for it, and that is just to constantly go on Snapchat with my kid and go through all those filters. And honestly, it's one of the dumbest but most fun things I think we have. And we don't do it every day. Obviously, we don't do a lot of screen time. But when all else fails and if she just kind of wants to sit and chill, we decide to look like broccoli. And that might be her favorite. That one and the lemon. And I will always... screen grab it, send it to my wife, or post it up on social media because it is the dumbest thing.
It's adorable. And Barrett also is a big fan of the broccoli filter.
That's one of those social media apps that I thought was just stupid, but now all of a sudden it serves a purpose, and it's the dumbest purpose.
It's the greatest for entertaining your 4-year-old. Danny, would you tell us about your shot?
Well, the sun was out yesterday, as we already talked about, and it was just such a beautiful day that after my nap, I decided that I was going to... I had a row class scheduled, and I decided, you know what? I'm just going to run the mile to my row class first in the sun and get in the mood for working out.
Get a good sweat in.
Did that, then did my row class for 45 minutes, which was a Green Day versus Weezer theme yesterday, and it was awesome!
Was it built specifically for you?
I think, yeah, sometimes they do that. No, it wasn't, but like it was really cool to, you know, is they do the different, and they calculate the meters after you row, and whichever band gets more, that band wins. Weezer won.
All right.
Do they reach out to Weezer and let them know that there's a big winner?
Let them know. Seattle really loves Weezer, yo.
Who cares about Grammys? Who cares about VMAs? It's all about the Row House Award. I have to ask you, because recently I hurt my foot, so I wasn't able to jog on a treadmill, and even doing the elliptical was kind of a pain in the ass. It's finally better, but for a while I was like, well, I got to get some cardio in. So I was like, well, Danny does this whole rowing thing. I'll give it a whirl.
Sure.
How do you row?
No, I figured it out. I was the idiot on YouTube sitting on the row machine like, watching six tips on how to be a good rower.
Nice.
And I figured it out. But how do you do it for that long without like you're like just wanting to just like run your head into a wall? I mean, maybe it's because of the music that they're doing and they make it fun. But I hit like 30 minutes and I'm like, I can't keep doing this. It's just going on forever. I'm just so bored.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. No, I think it's a mixture of the interval training mixed with the coaches are fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you kind of get in that competition. Like when I took Sarah to Row House, we were competing against each other.
Do you have like a leaderboard on the videos that shows that Danny's in the lead?
Not a leaderboard, but it's just kind of like, especially if you take a friend with you, it's kind of like, hey, I'm going to try to beat you in this song. Like, and you,
but
you
how
just
do you know if you
do
beat
that
them?
Way. Because you can just tell, like, you start that they you have like your own personal one on your rower, and it tells you how many meters. So if you row more meters than the other person during a specific song, that means you won.
I did one that had like a water tank in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It was weird, man.
It's super. I mean, well, and that's where I'm also a person who loves going on runs, loves jogging on the treadmill. Like I can just get lost in my own head, and that's kind of like whereas like other people I know they're like, oh.
I think that's what it is. There's no place for me to put my phone so I can watch wrestling. So,
when I'm on a treadmill or an elliptical, I can watch something and it kind of time flies by. With the rowing machine, I'm just like watching myself row. And after a while, I'm like, all right. I'm just doing this by myself. I don't even know if my form's all that great. And I'm just like waiting for it to end.
Well, good job.
Thank you.
Sarah, would you tell us about your shot?
Well, mine is kind of the exact opposite of Danny's. While Danny was running and rowing and doing all the things, I was actually trying the new churro-flavored Oreos. And I brought them in for all of you to try.
See, I saw your picture and I got fired up about this because I love churro-flavored things.
Same.
I especially love churro-flavored churros. But like okay. The cookies, the churro cookies over at Crumble are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my husband loved them, and I tried one, and I think they're disgusting.
Do you like churros?
I mean, churros are fine. I would never... They're not my, fine. like...
Hold on, time out. Who are we working
fine?
With? Churros are fine?
Just, yeah, I would never order a churro on my own.
Like if you were at, like, a fair...
Never.
No?
Oh, that's
never.
In my, like, top three stops.
No, that's not even, like, my top 20 desserts.
What?
Why would you think you would like one?
Because I love Oreos. I
mean, but it's emphasis on churro, not...
I know, but I thought it was going to be like really... I don't. It's okay.
Is it churro-flavored cream or is it churro-flavored cookie?
It's a fried dough-flavored cookie, churro-flavored cream inside.
All right. Mm-hmm. I want to try this.
I mean, don't threaten me with a good time.
It wasn't a good time for me.
Have you ever had a homemade churro?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought the ones at the fair were pretty awesome.
Who do you know that's cranking out homemade churros?
Well, it was at, like, a thing. It was at the church in Puyallup that my wife goes to, and we went there for, like, some kind of, like, little fun activity thing, and everyone made their own, like, food, and you had, like, these tokens. It was kind of like a food fair, and this one family made churros. Let's just say I spent all the tokens on those churros, because they was it was so freaking good.
Heck yeah. Well, can I tell you guys about my shot?
Yeah, and we will definitely have to try those churros. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So yesterday I had a slew of text messages that came in from our contractor and my husband and our electrician. The power was out at our house. So I make it home to the house. We've had no power all day. The workers can't work on our remodel. It's a disaster. No one can figure out what's wrong. And we do have a scheduled time that the power is going to be cut by PUD, but that's not till Friday. So yesterday was
I thought it was the new metal band, POD. They're like, youth of the nation, we're turning off your energy.
So that was, but it wasn't yesterday. That was not the day. So we're all trying to figure out what's going on. Well, it turns out there were like three or four people that checked the breaker and everything looked normal, but the master switch on the breaker had somehow been turned off. And apparently no one can figure it out. Well, we finally got it turned back on. But then our internet has been down.
You sent us a group text saying my power's out. I almost was going to, as a joke, say, have you checked the breaker and turned it on? Like, I just thought, no. It's probably not a good time. You seemed a little salty, and I didn't want to throw a dumb joke like that out there. But it turns out that was the reason.
And I had not been home yet. Had I been home, I would have triple checked that.
Of course.
But everyone else that looked didn't try that, and so there was no work getting done, is fine. It's not a big deal.
Have you rethought who you've hired?
So they got the power back going. Everybody's happy. Today is going to be a good day. But our internet never came back. And I was trying troubleshooting, and it's Starlink, and they don't, you know, there's not like a hotline you can call. And so we were a little frustrated when it came to time to go watch the Mariners game. We decided to pack up and go to my parents' house. So we get there, and they're having internet problems.
Yeah, it looks so sad because you had your Mariners shirt on.
I'm so excited.
And you're like all fired up to watch. And at that point, I think they were already up 4-0.
Yes.
So it was like you were about to walk in on a fun game where the team's playing great. The pitching is just dominant again.
So they finally got my parents' internet up, kind of. And it was the fourth inning, I think. So we were up 4-0. And then it just kept shorting out the whole rest of the game. So we kind of cobbled together about 5 innings, but it was not great. It was definitely a frustrating day.
Marty and Yelm wants us to try the churros right now.
Okay.
Oh. You gotta take a bite.
Do it.
Do you want one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, smell them. Ooh.
It smells like a churro.
The churros smell amazing.
Ooh,
even
so
one, someone said, once again, this just shows that Sarah has no taste. Churros are deep fried oven. And I was so upset when Costco replaced the amazing churro with the cookie.
Have you had that cookie, though? Oh, I immediately got it, and they warm it up for you, and it's so big and thick.
Out of context, what did you just say?
Ooh, it's so big and thick.
Oh, boy.
Double down.
You know what?
Right?
I like this churro cookie. It is a little weird. It is a little weird to have the churro flavor with a crunch.
Yeah, you don't seem very happy or satisfied at all.
This thing is freaking amazing. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Taryn's like still questioning it over there.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what could possibly be wrong with it, and I can't seem to find anything.
It's just nasty.
Well, Migs, you told me that you wanted to conduct an experiment.
Yes, because apparently we aren't also on a massive divide about now churro cookies. But something happened on our group thread yesterday while we were talking about what we were doing that caused a massive divide between two of the members of the show. So I thought, because two of the members of the show are accusing two other members of the show of being idiots.
Which happens almost every day around here.
Yeah. So I want to see how stupid two of the members are. Maybe I'm one of the ones that's being targeted. So I thought, can we just get five callers? It's nothing hard. There's nothing weird about this. We're not going to put you in a weird position or anything like that. We're not going to make you say something about being big and what?
Big and thick.
Big and thick. 206-803-ROCK. We just have one simple question to ask all of you. 206-803-ROCK. If we could get five callers to call, I want to do a quick little experiment to see if two of the members of the show are just being judgmental a-holes.
We're going
to
take those calls after Bad Wolves.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right. Migs, you wanted to conduct an experiment this morning. And we've got some callers on the line at 206-803-ROCK. Jeff in Auburn. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
We're doing awesome. Enjoying traffic. How are you guys doing?
Thankfully not enjoying traffic, so sorry you have to deal with that.
Jeff, we want to ask you a question. Do you know what a shrew is?
A shrew is a mole-type creature. It's similar to a mouse or a mole.
Cool.
A shrew. Actually, recently we had one on my front stoop, and my wife thought it was a mole, and I said, no, that's a shrew.
Right on, man. That's all we wanted to know from you. Thank you so much for calling in. You rock.
Matt in Tacoma. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good, Matt. Matt, do you know what a shrew is?
I would say mole, yeah. Just a small, like, rodent-type creature.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, my man.
Todd in Puyallup.
Todd,
good morning.
How you doing, Todd?
Yes.
Todd, we have a...
I'd say a shrew is just like a little field mouse.
Okay, thank you so much for the phone call. And Lisa in Covington. How you doing, Lisa?
Good morning.
Lisa, do you know what a shrew is?
I'm thinking some kind of rodent.
Okay, so 5 for 5. Everybody believes that it's a rodent.
Thank you, Lisa.
Sarah, you and I are idiots, apparently.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, in all fairness, our first call, he knew what he was talking about. There's a good chance the rest of them just heard him and didn't want to sound stupid and just said, oh, yeah, totally, it's a rodent.
Lisa probably didn't. She said, oh, I guess it's a rodent.
Yeah, so I feel like Lisa was on board with us.
I feel like everyone else but the first caller, Jeff, didn't know. They just took Jeff's answer.
Well, so during the chaos of my day yesterday, we had left the front door wide open, and I'm walking through the kitchen, and I look down, and at first I think I'm seeing a dog toy, and then I realize, oh, crap, that is a dead animal, and
right.
it was a shrew. So I texted it to you guys. Are you Googling it, Sarah?
Well, no, I found our group chat, so you were texting about all of the problems you were having yesterday. My power's out. I can't watch the Mariners game. My internet's dead. My life is awful, you guys. The world's coming to an end. There's churro-flavored cookies that Sarah doesn't even like. I don't even know what to do with my life anymore.
Oh, God.
But you said, and then finally, it was like, it was just like one text after another, and then finally you wrote, and my dog brought a dead shrew in the house. You guys, this afternoon is going to be so great. And then Sarah replied, and I saw this, and I was like, huh? Not as smart as our rockaholics, not as smart as you and Danny, apparently, because Sarah, who had the same opinion as me, wrote, what the F is a shrew? And you're like, it's a tiny rodent, kind of like a mouse, but not a mouse. It's kind of pretty much a rodent.
Yeah.
I responded, I was like, I was about to ask what that was, too. And then all of a sudden, you and Danny get... all judgmental on us and start, you know, intelligence shaming us or shrew shaming us.
I would like to say that I did not say anything.
That's fair. You're right.
I just sent a logo of Plattsburgh State University's seal because at that point, Steve told us what he thought a shrew was.
Yeah, so you wrote, come on, guys, Taming of the Shrew, classic Shakespeare, reimagined as 10 things I hate about you.
I was literally like, does Taryn really think I know Shakespeare?
But you should know 10 things I hate about you, apparently.
I didn't know that was about Shakespeare.
It was filmed locally.
So here's stupid Steve's side of it all. I always thought a shrew was just an old woman.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Because you just quit being an old shrew.
Yes.
So that's how I've never even thought of it as being anything other than an old woman. So when you texted that your dog brought in a shrew, and I even said, I was like, I thought your dog brought in a dead old woman, which I is disturbing and equally impressive at the same time.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And that's when Danny decided to send that picture of my college institution.
What's the college mascot?
A cardinal.
Go Cardinals.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was a rodent?
Oh, no.
It's a shrew. So, learned something new yesterday. City folks don't know that it's, well, most city folks probably do know, but Sarah and I, not very bright.
Welcome to the Shrew Club, guys.
And they're so cute.
They
I'm looking
are
at them
really
now.
Cute. They have little tiny sweet noses.
Someone said shrews are very cute. Another person says don't feel bad. I also had no idea what a freaking shrew was.
Thank you.
Well, the best part is old grumpy lady. It, yes.
Yep. I'm fairly certain that our barn cats killed it, and then the dog brought it to me. So it was like a group effort.
So a lot of people are saying it's like a mole. And a mole's, that's bigger than a mouse.
A mole is bigger than a shrew, even. Well, I mean, maybe like smaller moles, but a lot of the moles that we see, they've got huge front paws and then tiny little back feet. But they can be pretty big.
City folks just don't get it.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 101 wins, 26 losses, and 15 ties in 2024.
No questions about shrews, please.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.